For many years, adventure writer Peter Heller had nurtured a secret dream to drop everything and go off to a tropical paradise and learn how to surf. When an old friend moved to Huntington Beach, California, a Pacific Coast city nicknamed Surf City, USA, he realized it was time to live his dream.
He found himself in a beach community and thought, well, I might as well try and learn to surf. And he asked me if I wanted to come out and learn with him. So I said, sure.
The Denver resident says he instantly bought a board and a wetsuit and decided to start a six-month surfing journey from Southern California down the coast of Mexico. The results of that adventure are chronicled in his book, Kook.
Kook means the clueless beginner who paddles his surfboard out to the other surfers in the lineup and starts chattering away like it's a cocktail party, completely ignores all the finely tuned protocols of surf that have developed over, you know, decades, gives a rebel yell and hoot when he does manage to stand up for a split second, drops in on people, collides with people.
But Heller says being that kook allowed him to learn about surfing and the ocean. He writes,
ocean. There isn't another word in the English language as strange and lovely and broad. Ocean. There's a trochaic swell moving through it, rising and falling, so that as I say it, my spirit rises and falls too, softly like a boat or board. If you look at it long enough, it is a word that opens and spreads out, makes a circle of a far horizon, a word on which rain can fall and dimple or sweep across in lashing gusts and leave unperturbed. A word that is calm enough to look at, almost lulling, but also hints at holding unreckonable power. The O, far off where the tempest circles, the fearsome storms that beget the waves, and the N, I suppose, is the far shore, thousands of miles hence.
Learning how to surf comes at a high price, Heller says. There are bruises, chipped teeth, sunburned ears, chafed ribs, and stinging eyes. And sometimes your surfboard hits you in the head. But in return, his surfing adventure helped him learn some valuable lessons about catching the perfect wave in life.
You have to totally commit. At the same time, you've kind of got to let go to a power that's much greater than you, and you have to have faith that everything's going to work out. And it's about staying open to new experiences, and that's the whole thing about being a kook. I mean, being willing to be a beginner, make a fool out of oneself once in a while.
Being on the ocean also taught Heller to be humble.
You paddle out every morning and you're with a sea turtle might be swimming around, birds diving around you. You might even see a shark fin or dolphins. And you realize, you know, you're just one citizen among all these other species. You're not even the top predator out there. You know, you could be food for somebody. I like that. I like kind of finding a place in the world that's small, that's humble. That's a lesson I try and remind myself of every day. You know, we have an equal vote with all these other species on this planet.
Heller's surfing adventure took him to the other side of the Pacific Ocean, where he became more aware of some serious environmental issues threatening the world's oceans.
I got a call 2 months into it from the guys making the movie The Cove. It won an Oscar Academy Award for documentary this year. They asked me to come with them into this cove in Taiji, Japan, where they massacred dolphins and small whales. I paddled a surfboard into this inlet that was paint red with blood from these large dolphins, these pilot whales that were being spiked. So we formed like a surfer circle, held hands, sort of like a funeral ceremony for departed dolphins. And I came back from that really shaken up. I started to think about how the oceans are really having a hard time. You know, we've lost half our coral reefs are dead or dying. We've lost 90% of the deep blue water, big game fish, the halibut, the tuna, the marlin that we all love to eat. We've lost 90% of those since 1950. I began as we surfed down the coast to see where, you know, resorts were being put in. I could see from the fishermen's catches that their fish were really small, not like the old days, not like even, you know, 20 years ago. Now, you can't really take a surf trip in 2010 and not be aware of what's happening out there.
Author Peter Heller says he hopes the lessons he learned from surfing and shares in his book, Kook, will inspire people who are enjoying summer activities on the beaches around the world to stop, think, and take actions to save those oceans. For Faiza El-Masri, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.